Let's begin by quieting ourselves, putting to the side all of our to-do lists, worries, and expectations. Give yourself the gift of 20 minutes or so of quiet and stillness before God, being present as you are and not who you expect yourself to be or want yourself to be. If you're tired or annoyed or numb, allow yourself to be honest before God, however you find yourself today. I'll give you a minute here to locate where you are and how you are feeling. Let's pray. Lord, I'm here presenting myself to you. Lord, I confess that I need you to love you. Holy Spirit, thank you for inviting me here and drawing me near to listen to the Word of God. I invite you to mess with me, to wake me up, to form me. Jesus, renew my mind. Renew this flame inside of me. Here I am. Amen. Today, we'll be reading from Psalm 63 from the NIV and the NLT versions. This is a psalm that reminds us that we have been made for God, made to enjoy Him, to love Him, and to be loved by Him. As you listen, try to notice the language of how the psalmist describes his need for God. We'll read first from the NIV version. Psalm 63. You, God, are my God. Earnestly I seek you. I thirst for you. My whole being longs for you. In a dry and parched land where there is no water. I have seen you in the sanctuary and beheld your power and your glory. Because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you. I will praise you as long as I live, and in your name I will lift up my hands. I will be fully satisfied as with the richest of foods. With singing lips, my mouth will praise you. On my bed, I remember you. I think of you through the watches of the night. Because you are my help, I sing in the shadow of your wings. I cling to you. Your right hand upholds me. Those who want to kill me will be destroyed. They will go down to the depths of the earth. They will be given over to the sword and become food for jackals. But the king will rejoice in God. All who swear by God will glory in him, while the mouths of liars will be silenced. Amen. Thank you. I'll give you 2 minutes here to reflect, but take time to meditate. And maybe if it's helpful for you, recount your own love story with God. How did it begin? What was life like before you encountered Him in a real way? And how would you describe it? I'll give you 2 minutes here. One more minute to meditate on what life was like before you encountered God in a real way. And what was it like after you encountered Him? Listen again to the NLT version of Psalm 63. O God, you are my God. I earnestly search for you. My soul thirsts for you. My whole body longs for you in this parched and weary land where there is no water. I have seen you in your sanctuary and gazed upon your glory and power. Your unfailing love is better than life itself. How I praise you! I will praise you as long as I live, lifting up my hands to you in prayer. You satisfy me more than the richest feast. I will praise you with songs of joy. I lie awake thinking of you, meditating on you through the night. Because you are my helper, I sing for joy in the shadow of your wings. I cling to you. Your strong right hand holds me securely. Those plotting to destroy me will come to ruin. They will go down into the depths of the earth. They will die by the sword and become the food of jackals. But the king will rejoice in God. All who swear to tell the truth will praise him, while liars will be silenced. Amen. As you listen to this version, what description stood out to you? Take a minute here to reflect. Thank you. On Sunday, PB explained the differences between a consumer relationship and a covenantal relationship with God. Sometimes we make God into an idol unintentionally when we begin to think and say, I will serve you as long as you promise to serve me, help me, get me that raise or career, or even as a means for our own callings. We think we'll obey you as long as you can give me access to what I'm actually seeking. And PB asks a really poignant question. What if today you were told no prayers will be answered from this day forward? You're not going to be granted your dreams or your wishes. What would you do? Man, this question messes with us, doesn't it? It makes us distinguish, are we in love with our God? Or are we in love with what he can do for us? Let me frame it this way. Marriage, in its very design, is a reflection of covenant with God. The vows we make on that wedding day are designed to be lifelong promises. There's something we say in more traditional vows. I know a lot of us write our own. But in the more traditional ones, we say, I'll love you, stick by you, in sickness and in health, in richer or poorer, until death do we part. These days, unfortunately, it's rare to find couples where this remains true. Actually, if our vows were honest, our wedding statements would sound more like this. I'll love you until someone better comes along. I'll love you until your shine wears off. I'll love you until one of us gets sick and it becomes inconvenient. I love you until. But the book of Daniel is instead inviting us into covenant relationship. It's an even if kind of love. I'll love you even if you don't save me from the furnace. I'll love you even if I don't see this prayer answered. I'll love you even if you never answer another prayer. I'll love you even if. Love, real love, is not cute or convenient. Covenant love is messy and sacrificial and costly, but it's powerful. And it's the kind of love we yearn for. It's what the psalmist says, your unfailing love is better than life itself. May we have the conviction to know the difference. May we have the courage to love this way, to know the love in which Christ loved us, the kind of love that he had when laying down his own life. Let's pray. Lord, I admit that this prayer is a scary one to pray. But Lord, I echo the psalmist's prayer that your love is better than life itself. Lord, I seek you, not for your characteristics or your truths, what you can offer or give me, but you, Lord, I love you, Lord. Help me to love you, Lord, as Christ has loved us. Lord, I want this kind of love. Help me to love like a covenant partner and not like a consumer. Remind me again of what life was like before I encountered you. When I get tempted to see you more like an idol rather than my God, my love. In your precious name we pray. Thank you for joining us for our Lectio Divina practice. Until next time, bye.